From Books in Motion, this is Kevin Foley reading A Cold, Dark Place by Greg Olson. And now the prologue to A Cold, Dark Place. 4 p.m., 19 years ago. Women with transparent vinyl purses that exposed the shredded remainders of coin wrappers stood in line. They took deep breaths as the uniformed prison matron with icy hands prepared to probe their bodies. Talc-dipped rubber gloves snapped. It was humiliating in every sense of the word. The matron, a woman with ashen skin, pencil-thin lips, and with glasses on a cheap silver chain around her neck, knew those waiting to leave the institution felt her power, her supreme authority, and it made her smile. The women had lined up to leave after a long day of tears and excuses in the high school cafeteria milieu of the visiting room, a cavernous space of bolted-to-the-floor tables and fixed-position chairs. The matron's husky voice intoned them to, "Cool there, Jets," and, "Wait your turn, or I'll have something to say about it." And so the women lingered, each feeling violated and angry. Having a husband, boyfriend, or brother inside the razor-wire-trimmed walls of Bonneville Maximum Security was bad enough. Being told with unfettered contempt by someone to wait your turn in the processing line was ptomaine gravy over a bad slab of beef, and they had to eat it, every goddamned bite.
"Are you going to be a problem for me?"
the matron asked, her gray eyes as sharp as awls, pitched firmly at the distressed gaze of a young woman. The younger woman let out a measured sigh. She'd spent all day trying to tell her wannabe drug lord.